While we're standing, I'd like to read with you from the book of Revelation in chapter 10.
Takamira ngati verengei tose zvakazaurwa chitsauko 10
from verse 1 to 11.
Kubva pandima yekutanga kusvika 11.
That's actually the whole chapter.
Tiri kuverenga chapter yese yezvakazaurwa chitsauko 10.
Very short chapter. Amen.
Amen.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Zvino ndakaona mumwe mutumwa mukuru achiburuka kudenga, akapfeka gore, muraraungu wakanga uri pamusoro wake, chiso chake chakanga chakaita sezuva, netsoka dzake sembiru dzomoto.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth.
Wakanga akabata bhuku duku yakazaruka muruoko rwake, akaisa rutsoka rwake rworudyi pamusoro pegungwa norutsoka rwokuruboshwe pamusoro penyika.
And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Akadanidzira nezwi guru seshumba inorira, iye wakati adanidzira kuti nemira kunomwe kukabuditsa mazwi ako.
And when the seven thunders had uttered the voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Zvino kutinhira kunomwe kwakati kwareva mazwi ako, ndakanga ndonyora ndikanzwa inzwi richibva kudenga richiti, zarira zvarehwa nokutinhira kunomwe, usazvinyora.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven.
Ipapo mutumwa uya wandakaona amire pamusoro pegungwa napamusoro penyika wakasimudzira ruoko rwake rworudyi kudenga.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Akapika naiye uri mupenyu nokusingaperi peri, wakasinga denga nezvirimo, nenyika nezvirimo, negungwa nezvirimo, kuti nguva haingazovopo.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets.
Asina mazuva enzwi remutumwa wechinomwe kana otanga kuridza, zvakavanzika zvamwari zvichapedziswa sezvaakaparidzira varanda vake ivo vaprofita.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Ipapo inzwi riya randakanzwa richibva kudenga rakataurazve kwandiri richiti, enda utore bhuku duku yakazaruka iri muruoko rwomutumwa umire pamusoro pegungwa napamusoro penyika.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it, eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Ndikaenda kumutumwa ndikati kwaari, ndipei bhuku duku. Iye akati kwandiri, tora uidye, ichavavisa mudumbu mako, asi mumuromo mako ichanaka souchi.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Ipapo ndakatora bhuku duku muruoko rwomutumwa ndikaidya, ikanaka mumuromo mangu souchi, asi ndakati ndaidya, mudumbu mangu mukavavisa.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Vakati kwandiri, unofanira kuprofitazve pamusoro pavanhu vazhinji, nendudzi, nendimi, namadzimambo.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishava wezere marupafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo. Garai zvenyu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe while we sit, we can read together from the book of Joshua in chapter
1. From verse 1 to verse 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1
to verse
9.
So that we get acquainted with what we're talking about by the grace of God. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast.
Kubva murenje reRebanon iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru irwo rwizi Euphrates nenyika yose yavaheti kusvikira kugungwa guru kurutivi rwamavira zuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, even I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Hakuna munhu uchagona kumira pamberi pako mazuva ose eupenyu hwako. Ndichava newe sezvandaisiva naMoses. Handingakuregi kana kukusiya.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Simba utsunge moyo, nokuti uchagarisa vanhu ava nhaka yandakapikira madzibaba avo kuti ndichavapa iyo ive yavo.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Asi usimbe nokutsunga moyo kwazvo kuti uchenjere kuita murayiro wose wandakarayira Moses muranda wangu. Usatsauka kwauri kana kurudyi kana kuruboshwe, kuti ubudirire kose kwaunoenda.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Bhuku iyi yomurayiro haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako, asi unofanira kuirangarira masikati nousiku kuti uchenjere kuita zvose zvakanyorwamo, nekuti nokudaro uchazviwanira mufaro panzira yako nokubudirira pane zvose zvaunoita.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Ko handina kukurayira here? Simba utsunge moyo, usatya kana kuvhunduswa, nekuti Jehovha Mwari wako unewe kose kwaunoenda.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word this morning.
And,
we continue as I was with Moses and see the kind of thoughts that we would like to get into by the grace of God.
Tichikwendera mberi nemaridzo yedu sezvandaiva naMoses tigoona pfungwa yatinayo tichiendera mberi nemaridzo yedu.
Amen.
Amen.
And we would like to center this morning on the fact that the bride has got a ministry.
Mangwanani anotida kutarisa pachokwadi chekuti mwenga une shumiro.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Mbiri kune zita raIshe.
There is no way the bride can have a ministry unless they've got a message that they are preaching, because that must be part of the ministry.
Hakuna nzira yekuti mwenga ungava neshumiro kunze kwekunge kana vaine mharidzo yavakagamuchira yavari kuparidza kuti ive chikamu cheshumiro yavo.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe God has raised us in this end time.
Tinotenda kuti Mwari vakatidana isu munguva ino yekuguma.
He is not bringing up another organization around to add on to the almost 1,000 that's on the earth today.
Avasikuwedzera isu seboka kuita rimwe sangano pamasangano aripo akawanda nodarika zvihuru.
But this is a move of God.
Asi uku kubata kwaMwari.
Amen. Something that is happening in this end time.
Chimwe chinhu chiri kutoitika munguva ino yekuguma.
Amen.
Amen.
We remember Brother Branham one time.
Tinorangarira Brother Branham pane imwe nguva.
When he visited this other farm and he sees a citrus tree in the yard.
Pavakashanyira rimwe purazi vakaona muti wemu citrus.
And one of the branches of the citrus was orange, another branch was tangerine, another one was tangelo, nachis, and all the different family in the citrus.
Rimwe davi rakanga riri bereka maorange, rimwe riri bereka mandimu, rimwe rine matangelo, rimwe rine magrapefruit, mando dzese dzemichero yemi citrus dzakanga dziripo pamuti uyu.
This was at the place of John Sharrett.
Panga pari paprazi ra Brother John Sharrett.
And then he called him up and says, I don't understand what is happening here.
Vakadana Brother Sharrett vakati handisi kunzwisisika zviri kuitika pamuti uyu.
It's one tree, but yet it has got all the different branches of the citrus.
Muti mumwe chete asi uri kubuditsa mhando dzese dzemichero yemi citrus.
And says, no, Brother Branham, these other branches were grafted in.
Sikanzi, aiwa Brother Branham, mamwe matavi ose aya emi citrus akaita zvekunamatirwa.
But the original one is an orange tree.
Asi muti chaiwo pakutanga muti wemu orange.
So he asked, how does it work?
Zvikanzi na Brother Branham, zvinombofamba sei?
He says, when you see this other branch coming up, you pull it out and then you graft in whatever citrus family tree that there is, and then this one is going to grow.
Ukaona muorange wakubuditsa davi rawo, unoudembura, wotora mumwe muti wemusitrus, wonamatidza ipapo. Asi muti uyu uchabereka muchero wawo, kwete muorange wepamuti wawonamatidza.
So if you put in a lemon branch, that whole branch is going to be producing lemons.
Ukaisa davi remundimu, mutiwo davi iro richabudisa mandimu.
And it will be thriving from the food from the original tree.
Davi remundimu rinenge richiwana upenyu kubva mumuti wemuorange.
Amen.
Amen.
And the nachis branch the same.
Ne davi tangelo,
tangerine, and
tangelo,
grapefruit,
tangelo,
as long as they are in the same family.
Chero zviri mumhuri imwe chete yehu citrus.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says, so are we able still to find another orange branch coming up?
Brabham akafunza kuti tinokwanisa here kuzoona rimwe davi remuorange richizobukira.
Or some other oranges coming from these same branches because it is coming from the same orange tree.
Kana kuona maorange achibuda kubva mumatavi aya nekuti zvese zviri kuwana upenyu kubva pamuti wemuorange.
And he says, we will never get any orange from all these other branches.
Brasharit vakapindura vakati hatimbofa takaona maorange kubva pamatavi aya akaita kupfekedzerwa.
But if this tree produces another branch originally from the main tree, then we'll be able to have oranges.
Kunze kwekungoti iwe muti wepakutanga uyu ukabuditsa rao davi pachawo ndipo patinozowana maorange.
This was a normal discussion.
Kwaive yave nhaurirano yemazuva ese.
And Brother Branham says, praise the Lord.
Brabana vakati tinorumbidza Ishe.
He says, praise the Lord what?
Zvikanzi munoti kurumbidza Ishe chiiko?
Amen. Because see, you'll be going in the natural and then the spiritual comes in and then it opens up.
Nekuti munotanga uri pane zvepanyama. Chepamweya chobva changouya wobva watoshanduka maonero.
This is it.
Zvikanzi ndo chaizvo chaizvo.
The original tree at Pentecost.
Muti wepakutanga wepapentecost.
That's a religion, right?
Ndo chinamato. Zvamuchinamato.
All the other religious groups.
Nemamwe mapoka ose ezvinamato.
They are thriving from the same word.
Ari kutowana upenyu kubva pashoko rimwe chete.
But denomination does not come from the word.
Asi sangano harina kutangira kubva mushoko.
It is man-made.
Rakagadzirwa nevanhu.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
But because it is a religious move.
Asi nekuda kwekuti kufamba kwechinamato.
It is grafted in.
Rakaita zvekupfekedzerwa.
Thriving from the same food that is here.
Richiwana chikafu kubva muupenyu huri mushoko.
But it does not produce the word of God as their fruit.
Asi sangano harikwanise kuburitsa shoko sezvibereko.
Because it's not original.
Nekuti harisi repakutanga.
It is only grafted in.
Rakaita zvekupfekedzerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he said, Methodists will always produce Methodists.
Methodists, vanongoberekawo ma Methodists.
Baptists will always produce Baptists.
Vechi Baptists, vanongobereka vana ma Baptists.
Lutheran will always produce Lutheran.
Vechi Lutheran, vanongoberekawo vana.
Because that is the grafted branch.
Nekuti ndo davi rakapfekedzerwa.
Amen. It will never produce the word.
Harimbofa rakabereka shoko.
Because it's only a grafted affair.
Nekuti rakangoita zvekupfekedzerwa.
Amen. Then he says, when that original tree produces another branch,
asi muorange wepakutanga ukabukira davi rawo pachawo,
not grafting,
kwete rakapfekedzerwa,
but producing its own,
asi rikabukira rawo pachawo,
it is going to produce the original fruit again.
Ndiro richabereka maorange epakutanga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have been moving through history.
Tanga tichifamba munhoroondo.
And we saw it was a time of church formation, church joining, and all the different things.
Tikaona kwakanga kuine nguva yekugadzira machechi nekujoina machechi nezvakangodaro.
And we never saw the original thing coming out.
Hatina kumboona chinhu chepakutanga chichionekwa.
And Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham akati,
there's been churches, churches.
Kwakanga kuine machechi nemachechi.
And brides, brides.
Nemwenga, nemwenga.
Says, but there is coming a bride.
Asi kuri kuuya mwenga chaiye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Coming from the original word.
Achibva pashoko repakutanga.
And we are living in that day.
Tiri kurarama muzuva racho.
When the origins are back again.
Apo chepakutanga chadzoka zvakare.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not denomination.
Isu hatisi sangano.
But we are coming from the original tree itself.
Asi tiri kubva pamuti wepakutanga chaiwo.
This is an original shoot.
Iri kubukira kubva pane chepakutanga.
Therefore, this group in this end time,
saka naizvozvo boka rino remazuva ekuguma,
must produce again what we saw happening in Pentecost.
Rinofanira kubereka zvakare zvatakaona zvichiitika muPentecost.
And we are supposed to be writing another book of Acts.
Isu tinofanira kunyora rimwe bhuku ramabasa.
By the same spirit.
Nemweya umwe chete.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The book of Acts is full of works from the apostles.
Buku remabasa rakazara mabasa akaitwa nevaapostora.
Is that right?
Ndizoka.
And the title of the book is Acts of the Apostles.
Buku rakatopuwa musoro wekuti mabasa avapostora.
But there was a correction made.
Asi pane zvakagadziriswa.
It's not the apostles that worked.
Asi maapostora akaita mabasa.
But it is the Holy Spirit.
Asi mweya mutsvene waibata basa.
In the apostles.
Waiva maapostora.
That was doing all that work.
Ndo wanga uchiita mabasa ose.
If the same spirit
kana mweya umwe chete
that was at the beginning comes back again,
wanga uri pamamavambo ukadzoka zvakare,
and begins to anoint a people now,
wobva watanga kuzodza vanhu iye zvino,
we are expecting to see the same book again.
Tiri kutarisira kuona bhuku rimwe chete zvakare.
We are expecting to see the same result again.
Tiri kutarisira kuona zviberekero zvimwe chete.
So that when people be testifying
kuti kana vanhu vakupupura
of what God is doing for them in their lives,
zviri kuitwa naMwari muupenyu hwavo,
you get confused.
Unokanganisika.
Because they're going to say, what chapter of the book of Acts is that?
Nekuti vachabvunza kuti ichi chapter ipi yebhuku ramabasa ramuri kutaura.
Amen. Then they're going to say it's a continuation of the same book.
What iyo kuendera mberi kwebhuku ramabasa.
Is the same God again.
Ndimwari umwe chete zvakare.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever God is,
pese mwari panenge ari,
we know him by his characteristics.
Tinomuziva nehunhu hwavo.
Amen.
Amen.
We are going to notice
tichacherechedza
that this is God.
Kuti uyu ndimwari.
This is not man. But it is God that is doing it.
Asi ndimwari vari kubata basa.
Listen to this quote.
Tererai kune zvekutaura nemuprofita.
Amen. Question and answers.
Mubvunzo nemhinduro.
233. The question is.
Mubvunzo 233 waiti.
Will the bride of Christ have a ministry before the rapture?
Mwenga waKristu uchava here neshumiro kubvutwa kusati kwaitika.
Amen.
Amen.
What a question.
Hey, mubvunzo wakanaka.
Amen. Because the rapture is coming.
Nekuti kubvutwa kuri kuuya.
But before the bride is taken away,
asi mwenga usati wabvutwa,
are they going to be having a ministry?
Vachava neshumiro here?
The answer is sure.
Mhinduro yakati hongu.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what's going on right now.
Ndo zviri kutoitika iye zvino.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
You see, the bride of Christ, certainly,
wongu mwenga wa Kristu,
it is the message of the hour.
Imharidzo yenguva ino.
Do we have the message of the hour?
Tine mharidzo yenguva yedu here?
That's your ministry.
Ndo shumiro yako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The bride of Christ, sure, she's consist of apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors.
Mwenga wa Kristu Jesu pachokwadi unosanganisira maapostora, maprofita, vadzidzisi, vavhangeri.
Says, is that right?
Zvikanzi ndizvo here?
That's the bride of Christ, sure. She has got a ministry. Great ministry.
Is
the ministry of the hour. It'll be so humble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't look down upon yourself. It's a great ministry. Amen.
Amen.
It's the ministry of the hour. Amen.
Amen.
Of the hour, because this is the time that we're living in. We don't preach the message of yesterday. We preach the message of today. Because this is where we're living. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ being manifested in the hour that we're living. Is that right? When God revealed his message in the time of
Luther,
that manifestation is Jesus Christ. He moved to John Wesley and he revealed his word. That revelation was Jesus Christ. Because he is always in his word. Today, he has revealed his word again. And this revelation is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And every man and every woman that's living in their day, they must be identified with the message of their day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the message of your day must be part and parcel of your life. So much that you and the message must be one.
Is that
true? Amen.
Amen.
You are doing what the message is telling you to do. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 We are looking here what happened in the first Exodus, right? Amen.
Amen.
The man whom God called was Moses, and he was identified with a pillar of fire.
Murume akadanwa naMwari ndi Moses akasimbiswa neshongo yemoto.
Amen.
Amen.
When the pillar of fire arrives,
shongo yemoto painosvika,
then we know it's no longer a man's affair.
Zvino takuziva kuti nyaya yacho haine chekuita nemunhu.
It's God who is working.
Ndi Mwari vari kushanda.
Is that right?
Ndizoka.
So the pillar of fire came to lead the people.
Shongo yemoto yakauya kuzotungamira vanhu.
When they were in motion.
In the
wilderness,
vari murenje,
their eyes were watching the pillar of fire.
Meso avanga katarisa shongo yemoto.
When the pillar of fire turns right,
pillar of fire payaenda kuru,
it means the people down here must also turn right.
It's
him that was giving direction. When the pillar of fire goes straight,
pillar of fire payaenda mberi,
it means they also must go straight. When the pillar of fire is stationary, it means everybody must stop. He was the leader. Amen. He knew the way. The people do not know the way. Same applies to our day. Amen.
Amen.
The pillar of fire gave instructions to the prophet of the day. Moses did not have a personal message.
Moses angasina shoko rake pachake.
But his message came from God.
Asi shoko raive na rakabva kuna Mwari.
If he needed to know anything,
kana pane chaida kuziva,
he would check from the pillar of fire.
Ainzwa kubva kushongo yemoto.
Is this what happened in our day too? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet got his inspiration and information from the same pillar of fire. There is somebody in the pillar of fire. There is somebody who speaks from the pillar of fire. It's not just a fire, but it is clothing, and somebody is in there.
shongo yemoto ndo chaive chipfeko asi maive nemunhu mukati.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that one was Almighty God.
Iyeyo wacho aive munhu ndimwari wamasimba ose.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So today,
saka nasi,
we know there's somebody that is leading us.
Tinoziva pane munhu ari kutitungamira.
And wherever this message is preached,
kwese kunoparidzwa maridzo ino,
the same pillar of fire,
shongo yemoto imwe chete,
must be present.
Inofanira kunge iripo.
Amen.
Amen.
To guide us,
kutitungamira,
to lead us,
kuve mutungamiri.
Amen. And to speak to us.
Uye kutaura kwatiri.
We're so thankful.
Tinotenda zvikuru
for what God has done to us in this day.
Nezvatakaitirwa naMwari muzuva redu.
Amen.
Amen.
Two people.
Vanhu vaviri.
Were involved.
Ndo vaive munyaya yacho.
In the first Exodus.
MuExodo yekutanga.
Amen.
Amen.
There was Moses.
Aiva Moses.
And when Moses died,
Moses paakafa,
we see Joshua carrying over.
Takazona Joshua achienda mberi.
Amen. It was not an assumption.
Zvanga zvisiri zvokufungidzira.
But it was God who had to choose Joshua.
Asi ndiMwari vakatosarudza Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
And say, as I was with Moses,
vakatomutaura kuti sezvandaiva naMoses,
so will I be with you.
Ndichavaonewe zvakare.
Amen.
Amen.
It was a great encouragement.
Kwakava kukurudzirwa kukuru
on Joshua.
Kuna Joshua.
To know that if the same God who was with Moses comes to be with me,
kuti Mwari umwe chete aiva naMoses akauya akavaoneni,
I know I'm protected.
Ndinoziva kuti ndakachengetedzeka.
I have got leadership.
Ndine hutungamiriri.
I have got guide.
Ndine mutungamiri
in my life.
Muupenyu hwangu.
Amen.
Amen.
That same God,
Mwari umwe chete uyu,
is going to effect what Moses spoke about.
Achaita kuti zvakataurwa naMoses zvizadziswe.
Because Joshua was going to cross the river Jordan.
Nekuti Joshua aizoyambuka rwizi Jordan.
And divide the inheritance to the people.
Ogovera vanhu nhaka yavo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Do we have inheritance also?
Nesiwo tine nhaka yedu here?
Yes.
Hongu.
Peter tells us.
Petro anotiudza.
That we have got inheritance.
Kuti tine nhaka.
That moth, rust can never destroy.
Isingagone kuodzwa nezvipfukuto. Kana nengura,
but it has been reserved for us
asi yaka takaichengeterwa
in this end time,
munguva ino yekuguma,
ready to be revealed in this end time,
yakagadzirwa kuzarurwa munguva ino yekuguma,
but we are living in the time of revelation,
tirikurarama mazuva echizarura.
So that which is our inheritance,
iyo inova nhaka yedu,
is not locked up in a cupboard again,
haina kukirwa mune ime cupboard,
no
kwete,
it's open,
yakazarurwa
and revealed to us,
yakazarurwa kwatiri.
So each person,
saka munhu mumwe nemumwe,
has got to look up,
anofanira kutarisa,
and check what their inheritance is all about.
Kuona kuti nhaka yake ndeipi.
It's not natural inheritance.
Haisi nhaka yezvinhu zvepanyama.
Thieves can steal natural inheritance.
Mbavha dzinogona kukubira nhaka yezvinhu zvepanyama.
Fire can consume natural inheritance.
Moto unogona kuparadza nhaka yepanyama.
You might even lose it any time.
Unogona kungorasikirwa nazvo chero nguva.
But your inheritance.
Asi nhaka yako iwe.
Amen. Not a natural land,
kwete nyika chaiyo ivhu,
but the word of God,
asi shoko raMwari,
that has been revealed to us in this day,
rakazarurwa kwatiri muzuva redu,
when it finds a place in your heart,
parinowana nzvimbo mumoyo mako,
it will put you into position,
rinobva rakuisa panzvimbo yako,
and nobody will take that position from
you. Uye hapana munhu anokutorera nzvimbo yako iyi.
Amen.
Amen.
Position, remember, is a place of power.
Rangarira kuti kuve munzvimbo yako kuve munzvimbo yesimba.
You can overcome the devil when you are standing in your position.
Unongokunda bedzi diabori kana wakamira munzvimbo yako.
When you do not know your position, the devil is going to push you around.
Kana usingazive nzvimbo yako uchaitwa bhora naSatan.
Amen. But you, when you know who you are,
asi kana uchiziva kuti iwe uri ani,
and where you go to stand,
uchiziva pekumira,
you are an overcomer.
Uri mukundi.
This is what this message has come to do.
Ndo zvakauya kuzoitwa nemharidzo ino.
To make sure you know who you are.
Kuva nechokwadi kuti uzive kuti iwe uri ani.
Amen.
Amen.
And where you are standing.
Uye paumire.
By the grace of God.
Nenyasha dzaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not just one of the dwellers of this earth.
Hausingori mumwe munhu anongogara pano panyika.
But Almighty God,
asi Mwari wamasimba ose,
has put his own gene on the inside of you.
Vakaisa chizenga chavo iwe pachako.
You have got a representation of God in you.
Une humiriri hwaMwari mauri iwe.
So whenever you are walking, it's not just you walking.
Saka pese paunenge uchifamba hausingofamba wega iwe.
But Almighty God is in you.
Asi Mwari wamasimba ose ari mauri.
Did he not promise?
Havana kuzvimbisa
here. I will be with you.
Ndichava
even in you,
kunyange mamuri,
till the end of the age,
kusvika magumo echizvarwa.
Amen.
Amen.
We love the promise.
Tinofarira vimbiso
iyi. Amen. Because He is not just walking behind us.
Nekuti havasi kungofamba vari kumashure
kwedu. But behind, ahead, on all the sides and inside.
Asi vari kufamba vari kumashure kumberi kumativi ose nemukati.
What else do you want?
Chichimechaungana.
When you have one like that.
Kana uine kuchengetedzwa kwakadaro.
Who made a promise?
Akavimbisa uyu.
Amen.
Amen.
You may not have anybody physical around you to protect you.
Unoona kuda kushaya bodyguard riri kutokuchengetedza ipapo.
But Almighty God.
Asi Mwari wamasimba ose.
Amen.
Amen.
Has got somebody close to you.
Vane mumwe ari pedyo newe.
That is stronger.
Ane simba.
Than any human being.
Kudarika chero munhu upi zvake.
Amen.
Amen.
He says the angel of the Lord.
Hans mutumwa waJehovah.
He encamps around all those that fear him.
Ano kumbereza avo vose vanomutya.
And protects them.
Nekuvachengetedza.
Is that scripture?
Igwaro here.
Yes.
Hongo.
We are so glad.
Tinofara.
That the angel of the Lord.
Kuti mutumwa waJehovah.
Protects you.
Ano kuchengetedza.
Is that right?
Amen.
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 See, brother. You are so small.
Uri mudiki chaizvo.
And maybe in your community.
Pamwe munharaunda yaunogara.
You are good for nothing.
Hauna chaunombobatsira, hapana nokutaisa.
Maybe they don't even respect you in your locality.
Pamwe havatombokuremekedza kwaunogara iwe.
Right? Maybe everybody say this thing. Instead of this man, they say this thing.
Pamwe vanhu vese vanotonongedza vachiti ichi chinhu ichi, kwete kuti munhu uyu.
Amen. You don't mean anything to them.
Maybe
in your school where you are learning.
Pamwe kuchikoro kwauri kudzidza.
You could be even last.
Pamwe unosunga muswe muclass.
Coming to sports, you do nothing.
Kana zvazvema sports hapana kana yaunogona.
Coming to volleyball, you are throwing it out of the field.
Kana kwako volleyball, bhora unenge uchikorasa kunze.
Whatever, brother, you can't even kick the ball straight.
Chero bhora rawada kukika haugone kutombonangisa.
And they say this one is useless.
Vanoti uya hana chaanobatsira.
Okay, that's what men say.
Those notaurwa nevanhu.
But brother, we're not worried about men's testimony about us.
Isu hatibatikane nezvapupu zvevanhu pamusoro pedu.
We are worried about what God is thinking about
us.
Hallelujah. He thinks great about you. You are worth more than 10 worlds, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Even when you're on a
kombi,
he sends the angel of the Lord
to
be in that kombi with you. Is that true?
Amen.
When you're walking alone,
uchifamba uri woga,
the angel of the Lord
ngirozi ya Mwari
is protecting you.
Iri kukuchengetedza
iwe. Is that right?
Ndizvoka.
What grace, brother.
Inyasha dzakadii hama.
And what more do you want?
Ungade zvimwe zvakadarika izvi.
From the Almighty God.
Kubva kuna Mwari wamasimba ose.
Amen.
Amen.
He is taking good care of you.
Vari kukuchengetedza iwe.
We love that.
Tinozvida.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you in church?
Uri muchurch here?
Amen.
Amen.
So that we won't waste what we're talking about.
Kuti zvatiri kutaura izvi zvisataurirwa pasina.
Amen.
Amen.
It's no longer time for the message to go above your heads now.
Haisisiri nguva yekuti mharidzo iite zvekupfuura nepamusoro pako.
It went over the heads of them in the days of Brother Branham.
Vanhu vairarama naBrother Branham havana kunzwisisa mharidzo yavo.
But today,
asi nhasi,
you must understand.
Unofanira kuinzwisisa iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the message is for you.
Nekuti mharidzo iyi ndeyako.
Though it was preached 50 years ago.
Kunyange yakaparidzwa makore 50
apo. But it is for you.
Asi ndeyako iwe.
Remember he was saying, I'm talking to the people that's in the jungles of Africa.
Rangarai vaitaura patepe vachiti ndiri kuparidzira vanhu vari kumasango eAfrica.
In that time you were not even born.
Panguva iyo wanga usati wamboberekwa iwe.
But that message was waiting.
Asi mharidzo yanga yakakumirira.
And circling up there waiting for you to be born.
Ichitenderera yakabereka yakamirira kuti iwe uzvarwe.
And waiting for you to mature.
Ichimirira kuti iwe ukure.
Now that you are mature and baptized.
Iye zvino wakura
wabhabhatidzwa. Believing the message.
Wakutenda mharidzo.
It's yours.
Ndeyako mharidzo iyi.
Is this what is happening, brothers? Yes. This is what is happening. So you take that tape and listen.
You're
going to realize that God is talking to you direct.
Although
it was preached some 50 plus years ago, but it is actually for you. in as much as you read the book of Psalms. Or any other book in the Bible, written thousands of years ago. But when you take the book, you begin to open, and you realize he's talking to you. You personalize the scripture, then it means something to you. This is how you read. You don't read it like history. You don't read it like just proverbs. Bring it into present tense. Hallelujah. Because he's talking to you. Is that true, brother, sister? Yes. That is what he's doing. Even when the tape now goes to praying for the sick, don't close it off. And say, no, I was not even there in the prayer line. This is only for the people in the prayer line. 50 some years ago, I was not even there, so I better switch it off. Wait!
Mira.
Just continue a little bit. You're going to be so surprised. Amen.
Amen.
That he was even talking about you then. Praise God.
Amen.
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 And then you hear Brother Branham talking. That time you'll be listening to the tape. You might be having a red jersey with you. Amen. And you are having a backache. Right there, the prophet will say, and that lady there, he says, look at that light hanging on that woman with the red jersey. Says, but I've got red also. And he continues on to say, you are suffering from a backache. Says, that's me. He says, if you believe, go home and you are healed. Brother, when things happen like that, don't take it like coincidence. You don't take it like coincidence. No.
Kwete.
In the word of God, there's nothing coincident. Praise God. There's only one thing that you must do. If it is pointing you direct, you just stand up. Sister, you scream for joy. Amen. Because he's talking about you. Your healing has been circling for years. Amen. Until this time, you know this is me. Do you believe that? And not only healing, but him revealing himself. He must reveal himself to you. And you got to know him by revelation. Do you see that, brother, sister? Because remember, the seven seals are revealed in our day. Is that true? We're living in a time when the seven seals are revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Revealed to an age. Revealed to the people. But if you do not accept the revelation, it's not for you. If you do not want, it's not yours. But you have got to accept it personally. Yes, for the age is revealed. Amen. But he's not coming to rapture an age. He's coming to rapture a people. Amen. So the people who is you got to accept it by revelation. You must personalize it. Because it's power that has been unleashed in our day. Amen.
Amen.
You got to receive it and see what God has got to do to you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord? Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen,
amen, amen. So, we read a scripture this morning. To us is familiar grounds. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the prophet preached the message of spiritual amnesia.
Alright?
Spiritual amnesia.
Ah,
better. Okay. And he says,
Vakati.
It's a sickness.
Hanzi urwere.
Amen.
Amen.
And this sickness,
urwere hukanganwa,
is like a person who is halting between two opinions.
You
are hanging between two. You are not solid on either of them. He says, it is mainly found among soldiers. Amen. Amen. And they even forget about themselves, where they come from. He even forgets his wife and his children and his identity. It's a terrible sickness, isn't it? When you don't even know about yourself. Amen. But it's a sickness. You know what he said? If you want to help that person come out of amnesia, he says there's only one thing that you must do. Take him to familiar grounds.
Amen.
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 You walk with him in familiar grounds. Take him to his house and tell him, you know, do you know this place here? No, I don't know. Do you know this door here? It's him that bought the door. I don't seem to, but how about this mat here with your name on? Oh yeah, that's my name. And he looks around and says, oh yeah, this is my house.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the only way you can remove amnesia. Revelation chapter 10.
Revelation chapter 10.
The one that we read.
Ratavirengai.
To you, brother.
Kwa uri iwe ama.
This is familiar grounds.
Inzimbo zatino ziva izi.
Amen.
Amen.
But this is a current scripture.
Nekuti igwaro renguva ino.
This is what is happening now.
Dozi rikutoitika iye zvino.
Don't put it tomorrow.
Haikona kuti ndezvamangwana.
Don't push it to yesterday.
Haikona kuti zvakapfuura.
It is happening now.
Zvirikutoitika iye zvino.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Yes.
Hongu.
Jesus Christ.
Jesu Kristu.
Is the same yesterday.
Mumwe chete zuro.
Today and forever.
Nhasi nekusingaperi.
Amen.
Amen.
But for you,
asi kwauri,
he is not in yesterday.
Haasi muna zuro.
Because yesterday is finished.
Nekuti zuro akapfuura.
Yesterday is now history. He is not in tomorrow. Tomorrow is not here yet.
He
is still coming. But he is in today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ wants you to know him as he reveals himself today. This is what gives you eternal life. Are you getting that? You knowing him as history does not give you eternal life. Is that right? You knowing him as future does not give you eternal life. Is that right? But eternal life is when you see his revelation and manifestation today. What he is doing now, that is where eternal life is. Is that right? The prophet says many people in the days of Jesus Christ, they were thanking God for what he did in Moses and all the way past. And they will thank God about what is going to happen tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
Yet, in the day they were living in, Jesus was walking up and down the Sea of Galilee, performing miracles. But the Pharisees were still singing in their churches,
I know
you are Jesus.
Jesus is coming.
I know you are Jesus.
Jesus is coming.
But he's there. What has happened? They are thinking that the way he comes is not like what he did. They've got their own imagination. Is that right? They've got their own imagination of how he comes. But brother, Jesus does not do the way you think. He has got a message and he comes according to his word. Amen.
Amen.
Today too, people of today, they are thanking God for what happened yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for Moses. Thank God for Isaiah. Thank God for Jeremiah and all the prophets. Is that right? Even in the message. Are you here? Amen. The fear to preach about the message of the hour. The fear to talk about Brother Branham. They even fear to hang up a picture. They don't want to be identified. You ask them, why don't you even put a picture? You must be identified with the picture of the pillar of fire. Says, I know we're doing it for visitors. They might misunderstand you that you have got a picture of a man. And the fear about the cloud.
Say,
visitors, we don't know what they think like. Brother, we want everybody to know what we believe. Old people, visitors, they must know God sent a prophet in our day, and that is the message we preach, and we quote from that same message. That is the life we have, and that is the hope we have, and that is the power that is running in us. Amen.
Amen.
We fear for nothing. We want everybody to know what we believe. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
They thank God for everybody else behind there. They only want to preach the Bible. Say, just preach the Bible, that's it. You know you are in the, just refer one or two things about Brother Branham, but actually just preach the message, the
Bible.
Brother, we preach the Bible here.
Pano.
We quote Paul. We quote all the prophets. We quote William Branham. Because it is the same inspiration. Do you believe that? The same Holy Ghost that wrote the Bible is the same Holy Ghost that brought the message. This is why they're all in line. There is no difference between the scripture here in the Bible and the spoken word, because the author is the same. Amen.
Amen.
So while here we're in the message, brother, we know what God did back there. And we know what is coming. But we must exalt Jesus for what he is doing now. Amen.
Amen.
You must know the part of prophecy that you are fulfilling now. You must know where the Holy Spirit is centering on right now. Amen.
Amen.
You are not living in the day of John the Baptist. You are living in this day. And you must thank God for today. Brother Branham was asked, of all the ages past and present, which of these ages, if you were asked to make a choice, which one would you want to live in? Says this age. This age. Amen.
Amen.
We two brothers, we are happy to be living in this day. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody, I heard somebody saying the other time,
ndakambonzwa mumwe munhu achitaura pane imwe nguva,
if the people that lived in Paul's day were living in this day,
vanhu vairarama zuva Pauro dai vanga vari kurarama muzuva redu,
they were not going to make it.
Havaizombokunda.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they were ready for the days of Paul.
Nekuti vanga vakagadzirwa mazuva aPauro.
Amen.
Amen.
You are a special breed of people.
Iwe uri mhando yakatsaurwa yemunhu.
Amen.
Amen.
You are a special breed.
Uri mhando yakatsaurwa iwe.
Of believers.
Yevatendi.
Amen.
Amen.
So when God was allotting the people that will live in which age?
Mwari pavaisa vanhu muzvizvarwa zvakasiyana siyana.
Amen. He could have put you in the days of John the Baptist, right? But God says, not this one. This breed is for the end time. Amen.
Amen.
You are made special to combat the problems of Laodicea. Amen.
Amen.
He did not want to waste these people by living in the easier ages. Hey, brother. Hey, man.
Amen.
But God wanted you to be alive today. Why? You can overcome WhatsApp. You can overcome
Facebook.
You can overcome Twitter. Instagram.
Instagram.
All these things.
Nezvese.
That's happening today. Zvirikuuya
muzuva redu.
Amen.
Amen.
Those guys back there would have been swallowed long time.
Vese vekumashure vangadai vakatomedzwa kare.
Prove it, brother.
Zviratidze iwe.
You must prove it now.
Unofana kuzvisimbisa iwe.
That you are special breed.
Kuti uri mhando yakatsaurwa iwe.
By overcoming.
Nekukunda.
Hey, brother.
Amen.
You better prove it now.
Ibva wangozvisimbisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Prove.
Zviratidze.
And say, Lord, I thank you.
Kuti ishe ndokutendai.
That you made me to live in this day.
Kuti makandita kuti ndigare muchizvarwa chino.
I can overcome Jezebel.
Ndogona kukunda ana Jezebel.
I can overcome all the Moabitish women.
Ndogona kukunda madzima ese echiMoabhi.
Sister, you can overcome all the Gigashites.
Hanzvadzi munogona kukunda maGigashites ese.
Do you?
Munogona kukunda here?
Yes.
Wongu.
Because the ability to overcome is in you already. How many of you believe that? Amen.
Amen.
Young and old.
Vadiki nevakuru.
We can manage that.
Tinokwanisa kukunda.
Amen.
Amen.
God has given us the grace.
Mwari vakatipa nyasha.
To live message life.
Kurarama upenyu hwemaridzo.
By the way you dress.
Nemapfekero aunopfeka.
Amen. By the way you do your face.
Nema gezera unoita kumeso kwako.
And the way you do your hair.
Nema gadzira unoita vhudzi rako.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
You have got the ability to overcome.
Une kukwanisa kwekukunda.
Amen.
Amen.
Familiar grounds.
Inharaunda dzatakajaira idzi.
Amen.
Amen.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven.
Ndakaona mumwe mutumwa mukuru ane simba achiburuka kubva kudenga.
Amen. That is an end time scripture.
Igwaro remazuva ekuguma.
Amen.
Amen.
He's talking about this.
Vari kutaura pamusoro pegore.
And this is what happened in our day.
Ndozvakaitika muzuva redu.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the scripture goes all the way down.
Gwaro rinoenda mberi richidzika richiti.
Amen. To show us the time that we are living in.
Kutiratidza nguva yatiri kurarama.
That he has one foot on the sea and another one on the land.
Kuti ane rimwe ritsoka mugungwa
nerime gumbo
panyika akasumudza roko
wake. Time shall be no longer.
Akati nguva hapasisina.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
When he said time shall be no longer.
Paakati nguva hapasisina.
He's talking about this very time.
Vari kutaura pamusoro penguva yedu ino.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are living in three dimensions, is that right?
Tikurarama muzvero zvitatu, ndizvo here?
Matter,
light and time. Chiedza nenguva.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
So time is no longer.
Nguva hapasina.
Because very soon,
nekuti pasina nguva,
this time is going to be swallowed into eternity.
Nguva iyoyi ichamedzwa nezienda kuenda.
So get ready.
Gadzirira.
Amen. When this time is swallowed into eternity.
Nguva iyi paichamedzwa nezienda nekuenda.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But verse 7.
Asi verse 7.
But in the days, of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. It's a special day for the voice of the seventh angel. Amen.
Amen.
And that voice is not just coming for one day and is finished. We are still living in that day. And that voice is not only for brothers. It's for sisters also. It's not only for madalas. Young people also. It's not for officers only. Everybody. Amen.
Amen.
That heard this message. That's the voice we're talking about. Amen.
Amen.
So, as long as we are in this message, we are living in the days, not day, days of the the seventh angel. That's the time when this voice is being declared. And it is for you. Whether you want it or not, you got to comply with the requirements of this voice. Is that right? We got to comply. Because we are supposed to have a plumb line. Something that has got to show you whether it is straight or not. Is the message. Everybody must have an absolute. In your life, the way you conduct your family, the way you conduct your business, and all your affairs, you need an absolute. Something that has got to tell you this is the only way. Not two ways, but the only way. Is that right?
Amen.
And that one is the message of the hour. He brought a messenger. Amen. With a message for us. And we have got to abide by what he said. Is that right? God brought in that one. Amen.
Amen.
And did you know that it is during the time of his ministry that anything that is called mystery is revealed in that day. Is that right? The mystery of God shall be finished. It was in his mind before, and nobody knew about it. But Amos told us that God has got secrets, but he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So in our day, the prophet came. And when he arrived, we knew this is the time when the mystery of God shall be finished. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
When this bride is taken away by the rapture. Amen. Moses and Elijah are coming back to the Jews to preach a message of the rapture for them too. Is that right? It's a message of the resurrection. But Moses and Elijah, they don't have a new message. Amen.
Amen.
But they're taking from what has been revealed in our day. Is that true? It has been revealed in our day. And this is what God has done. Is that right?
Amen.
This is the revelation that God has given to us. And that is where our power for the rapture is laying. Praise God.
Amen.
So chapter 10 and verse 7.
Chapter 10, verse 7.
It's a scripture that is describing one man's ministry. Is that right? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, one man.
Mumazuva enzwe remutumwa wechinomwe munhu mumwe chete.
We don't have several seventh angel.
Hatina vatumwa vechinomwe vakawanda.
Is one.
Munhu mumwe chete.
And that one must be identified.
Iye anofanira kutozivikanwa.
By the scripture.
Nemagwaro aya.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And we don't have an eighth one.
Hatina eighth angel.
We don't have a ninth one.
Hatina wechi pfumbamwe.
Seven is enough.
Zvinomwe zvakakwana.
That's God's mathematics.
Ndosamudza Mwari.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
So this is the last one.
Ndiye mutumwa wekupedzisira.
We don't have another one that is coming.
Hatina mumwe achauya.
To expound.
Kana kuzodudzira.
On what has been said already.
Kududzira zvakatotaurwa kare.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Yes, this is what we know.
Ndozvatinoziva isu.
Praise God.
Amen.
But after he is gone,
mushure mekunge mutumwa wechinomwe aenda,
there is a people,
pane vanhu,
that is on the earth,
vari panyika,
that have got to take a step forward,
vanofanira kutora danho kuenda mberi,
to take up a ministry,
kutora shumiro.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And go ahead with the ministry,
goenda mberi neshumiro iyi.
The same one,
shumiro imwe chete,
that God brought for us in this end time.
Yatakaunzirwa naMwari mazuva ekuguma.
Somebody has got to. Some people have got to continue with that.
Pane vanhu vanofanira kuenda mberi neshumiro iyi.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
Because the God of William Branham is not dead.
Nekuti Mwari wa William Branham haana kufa.
He is alive.
Mupenyu.
And is looking for a people.
Ari kutsvaga vanhu.
That's ready for use.
Vakagadzirira kushandiswa.
The God of Moses did not die.
Mwari wa Moses haana kufa.
But as soon as Moses went,
mushure mekunge Moses aenda,
there was a Joshua.
Pakauya Joshua.
Who was ready.
Anga akatogadzirira.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
To proceed with the same message.
Kuenda mberi neshoko rimwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
It was the same God of Moses.
Anga ari Mwari mumwe chete wa Moses.
That came to tell Joshua.
Akaya uzoudza Joshua.
You must be courageous.
Shinga.
This word of the law.
Shoko iri remurayiro.
Must never depart out of your mouth.
Harifane kubva mumuromo mako.
In other words, keep quoting.
Nemamwe mashoko, ramba uchitora zvakataurwa naMoses.
Keep quoting.
Ramba uchitora zvakataurwa naMoses.
Repeat what he said.
Zokorera zvakataurwa naMoses.
And you are going to be prosperous.
Uchabudirira.
And have a good success.
Uchafara mune zvaunenge uchiita.
Praise God, brother. How many of you want to be prosperous in the world?
Vangano vanoda kubudirira mushoko.
You want to have good success?
Uda kubudirira here zvakanaka.
Keep quoting.
Ramba uchitora zvakataurwa.
Repeat what he says.
Zokorora zvakataurwa nemuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
The prosperity he was talking about in the scripture.
Kubudirira kuri kutaurwa mumagwaro.
It's not about something physical.
Hazvisi zvekubudirira pazvinhu zvepanyama.
That no, I must have this message so that I can have a fleet of cars.
Rega nditende mharidzo iyi
kuti ndizadze of my own houses.
Rega ndizadze yadhi yangu nemotokari ndoita suburb remba.
Now that can happen.
Zvinogona kuitika izvozvo.
Is that right?
Amen.
You can pray for that and God can give you.
Unogona kuzvinamatsira Mwari vakakupa.
That's not a problem.
Harisi dambudziko.
But this is not the prosperity he's talking about.
Asi haisiri yebudiriro iri kutaurwa panapa.
Although God can give that one to you.
Nekuti Mwari vanogona kukupa budiriro iyoyo.
Is he able to do that?
Vanokwanisa here kuzviita?
Yes.
Hongu.
He can do all things.
Vanogona kuita zvinhu zvese.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Only believe.
Tenda chete.
All things.
Zvinhu zvese.
Are possible.
Zvinokwanisika.
Amen.
Amen.
But let these ones come.
Asirege izvi zviuye.
Why you are pursuing spiritual prosperity?
Iwewe uchitsvaga budiriro yepamweya. Amen.
Why? Seek ye first.
Tsvaga Mwari kutanga.
The kingdom of heaven.
Umambo hwekudenga.
And his righteousness.
Nekururama kwavo.
All these other things.
Zvimwe zvese izvi.
Will be added.
Zvichazopuwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't exchange.
Haikona kuzvipesanisa.
Don't twist.
Haikona kuzvipesanisa.
Take it the way it came.
Tora nenzira yazvakauya nazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
And then God is going to bless you for that.
Mwari vachakuropafadza nazvo.
So remember.
Rangarirai.
The same God of Moses.
Mwari mumwe chete wa Moses.
Was the same God of Joshua.
Ndiye angari Mwari wa Joshua.
Did God come to prove to Joshua that he was the same?
Mwari vakauya here kuzosimbisa kuna Joshua kuti vanga vari Mwari mumwe chete.
And are we sure he is the same God of Moses?
Yes.
When Joshua went up on the mountain,
Joshua paka kwira gomo,
and After he knew that wherever my foot goes on, I possess it already. He knew now that we have crossed Jordan. Our job is to fight and take possession of the land. Is that right? He was up on that mountain and he was just looking around. As a general, he must know while he looks at Jericho, how are we going to attack it? How are we going to make our soldiers move to go and attack Jericho and overcome? So while he was up there, amen, he meets a man about 200 pounds in weight.
Amen.
And he had his sword open, ready. Praise God. Joshua did not shake. He was a general, remember. Generals must not shake. Amen.
Amen.
If you are put in a place of responsibility, you don't shake. Don't quiver. Amen.
Amen.
Wait for whatever will come. You say, whatever comes is going to see me.
Amen.
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 Mothers must not cry before the children when monies don't seem to be fitting up properly.
Well,
they're also going to cry. Nobody's going to help another. Amen.
Amen.
Daddy, don't cry.
Baba,
because this one says school fees, daddy. This one says and uniform also. This
uniform.
One. I'm going for a trip.
Trip.
And father is just looking, says,
Baba,
don't cry.
Balance.
You must not cry. Do you know why? If our God is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He has put a portion of himself in you. Tell your children, I'm Jehovah Jireh. What do you want?
Ndiri Jehovah Jireh. Munode chi? Taurai zvamuri kuda mese.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hongu.
He has put a portion of himself.
Mwari vakaisa chikamu chavo mauri.
In you.
Mauri iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't you protect your family? If a sound comes in at night, are you going to cover your face? And everybody says, what is that, daddy? What is that? Your wife is even saying, did you hear that?
So,
don't worry me. Jehovah Shammah. You wake up. Amen.
Amen.
And say, which direction?
What is it?
Amen. Amen. Which direction did the sound come from? You are ready now. Amen. Whatever comes must see me. Because I am the protector of my family. He has put a portion of himself in you. And he is doing it through you. Don't cry, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
Because God is around
to
take care of your family. Is that right? Yes. Do you know, these are the time when Brother Branham got home and Mida is all tensed up and she's all nervous. Joseph is beating all the toys down. And all the children, brother, everything is out of
kettle.
And Brother Branham comes in. Did he cry? No, he did not cry. He knew this situation. I've got to take it under my control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, he could have said, Jehovah Shalom has arrived.
Jehovah,
amen. Amen. Then he started working out. Amen.
Amen.
And things went right. Because he went in the kitchen, took the apron and fixed it up. And got the knife. He started chopping the carrots.
And
helping the wife. Amen.
Amen.
Is that strange, brothers?
Zvitsva here kwamuri hama izvi?
Sister, look at him in the eyes.
Vanzvadzi, tarisai murume wenyu mumaziso.
The prophet did it.
Muprofita akazviita.
Under the anointing of Jehovah Shalom.
Vari pasi pechizoro cha Jehovah werugare.
Amen. He wants to bring peace.
Uda kunza rugare.
He must anoint you right.
Vanofana kukuzodza zvakafanira.
You must know how to do it.
Unofana kuziva maitirwo ebasa.
Jehovah Shalom comes.
Jehovah werugare anouya.
To take over.
Wobva atanga kushanda.
And peace in the valley.
Mama nerugare mumupata.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just give him a round of applause.
Kati vaumberere imaoko.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Did the hand clap awake you?
Wamutswa here nekuombera kwamaoko.
Maybe we can continue again,
huh? If
that helped you, we can do it again.
Kana musina kumuka nekuomberwa kwaita maoko toombera zvakare here?
Okay, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is wonderful.
Ishe vakanaka.
The same God of Moses.
Mwari mwe chete wa Moses
came to Joshua.
Akauya kuna Joshua.
Is that right?
Dizoka.
And Joshua looked at him.
Joshua akamtarisa.
And said, "Are you for us or for our adversary?"
Akati, "Muri wedu here kana kuti uri wemuve ngi wedu?"
Joshua did not run away.
Joshua ana umbotiza.
He came and he was looking at him.
Akauya akatumtarisa.
And the man says, "No."
Akati kwete.
"I have come as the leader of the host of the Lord."
Ndinda uya semutungamiri wehondo ya Jehovah.
Amen.
Amen.
That made him to feel comfortable.
Joshua akanzwa kugadzikana.
And he was told, "Remove your shoes."
Akaudzwa kunzi bvisa shangu dzako.
The place where you are is holy ground.
Nekuti nzvimbo yaumire inzvimbo tsvene.
And quickly started removing his shoes.
Akabva akurumidza kubvisa shangu dzake.
But in his mind,
nekuti mupfungwa dzake,
he remembered.
Akarangarira.
That somebody told Moses.
Pane mumwe munhu akamboudzawo Moses
to remove his shoes.
Kuti bvisa shangu dzako.
And he knew this is the same person.
Ndiye munhu mumwe chete uyu.
Who was with Moses?
Aive naMoses.
And he is now here.
Apano.
He said, "This is proof number one."
Ndozva simbiswa kekutanga.
As I was with Moses.
Sezvandaive naMoses.
So will I be with you.
Ndichavaonewe.
The place where is holy ground.
Nzvimbo yauri nzvimbo tsvene.
So he was sure.
Akagutsikana.
That the same God of Moses.
Kuti Mwari mumwe chete waMoses.
Is now moving with him.
Arikufamba neni.
What confidence.
Hey, kugutsikana
kwakadini. Amen. You feel good.
Unonzwa zvakanaka.
When you know.
Kana ukaziva.
That God fulfills his promise.
Kuti Mwari uyu anozadzikisa vimbiso dzake.
Amen.
Amen.
He was told.
Akaudzwa.
How to attack Jericho.
Kuti vanoenda sei kunopamba Jericho.
He went back to the army.
Akadzoka kumauto.
And he told them how to do it.
Akavaudza hurongwa hwavaudzwa.
He got instructions.
Vakawana rairo.
From the men he met up there. In one place, Brother Branham said, the one who was in the pillar of fire in Moses' day is the same one that walked out of the pillar of fire and stood straight before Joshua. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
You see what, brother, sister? We cannot progress on this journey if you have never met him. Amen.
Amen.
You got to meet him.
Unofanira kutosangana naye.
You have got to have an experience with God.
Unofanira kuve nechitiko naMwari.
So that you can trust him.
Kuti ukwanise kuvimba navo.
You must trust in the God you worship.
Unofanira kuvimba naMwari waunonamata.
And whenever you kneel down to pray,
uye pese paunopfugama kunamata.
You must know that he is hearing my prayer.
Unofanira kutovimba kuti ari kunzwa zvandiri kunamata izvi.
Why would you waste your prayer if you know he's not listening?
Ko unopedzere nguva yako kunamata kana uchiziva kuti Mwari havanzwi.
You must have confidence.
Unofanira kuve nekugutsikana.
That when I kneel down to pray,
kuti ndikapfugama kunamata,
I know he is here.
Ndinoziva kuti ari pano.
He is hearing what I'm saying.
Ari kunzwa munamato wangu.
He is getting all my requests.
Ari kunzwa zvikumbiro zvangu.
And when I say amen,
kana ndikati amen,
I know he is now beginning to work.
Ndinoziva kuti atanga kushanda.
I stand up from here under expectation to receive my need. Amen.
Amen.
So why do you pray if you don't believe him?
Unonamatire iko kana usina kutenda kuna
Mwari. If you are not sure that he can answer prayer, why are you praying?
Kana usina kugutsikana kuti vanopindura munamato, uri kunamatirei?
You must know him.
Unofanira kumuziva.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody.
Munhu wese.
Men and women.
Varume nemadzimai.
Young and old.
Vakuru nevadiki.
You must know him.
Unofanira kumuziva Mwari uyu.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said,
Profita akati,
if you never met him, at the backside of the desert. Don't you call yourself a Christian? Christians are them that have met him. You need a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? He says, if you never met him at the backside of the desert, no communion. Is that right? You are coming here to prove that I know him. I know the overcoming God who is living in me. Is that true? Can I go further? Brother, if you never met him at the backside of the desert, no marriage.
Aikona kurora kana kurorwa.
Did you hear that?
Mazinzwa here.
Sister, that's for you also.
Ziri kwa muri yo.
Amen.
Amen.
If the pastor asks you, are you ready for marriage? Tell you must be sure. I'm not, pastor.
Kana mfundisi vakakubvunza kuti wagadzira here kurorwa, taura chokwadi kuti handina mweya mutsvene.
I'm looking at you so that it sinks. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, you must hear that.
Amen.
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 Don't talk about marriage without the Holy Ghost. Is that right? So the first things first. Because the Holy Ghost knows where the money is for marriage. Otherwise, you're going to be stealing money from people. You must be sure and you must be honest. We don't want to come and eat supper in your house all the time because we're coming to fix issues. I must also eat at home. Every day I'm at your house. Next day I'm at your house. Same house. Until I know all the recipes you have. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to sing, there's peace in the valley.
Amen.
Amen. And tell us the truth. When you say, how are you, brother? Say, I'm fine. Is everything all right? You must tell us, yes, it's all right. Tell us, he beat me up. Then we know he is not a man.
He
is not brave enough to face other men out there. They want to...
Ana kushinga kuti aende kunorwisana nevamwe varume.
He is no man.
Asi murume ba.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, without you meeting him at the backside of the desert, don't you ever preach?
Aikona kuparidza. Amen.
Don't you ever say, I feel like preaching. Forget about that feeling. Because it's the Holy Ghost that is a preacher. The Holy Ghost is a prophet. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. The Holy Ghost is an evangelist. Not you. Is the Holy Ghost who is doing everything in you. Is that right? So what does that mean? It means everybody must receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that true? Yes. There must be a group in this end time that is baptized of the Holy Ghost, that is ready to take the message on. Amen.
Amen.
Does God trust you enough with the same message that Malachi 4 had? That's a powerful question, right? Does God trust you enough with the message that he gave to Malachi? Are you able to run the way he was running? Are you able to live the way he was living with the message? With the gossip you have? With the temper tantrums you have? Can he trust you with that? Brother, you borrow money, you don't even return. You don't even want to see those brothers you borrow money from. Message of Malachi 4. To be put in your laps. With this kind of a life. Every night. After you walk around town. We have to fix up your neck a little bit with hot water and everything. Because you're just standing like this. And he gives you the message. Are you sure, brother? Are you sure? Are you sure? Does God trust you enough? Does God trust you enough? To let you handle the message that he gave to Malachi 4. Do you know that is the ministry in this end time? To prophesy again. Amen.
Amen.
To all peoples and nations and tongues and kings. That is our ministry. Is that right? So, verse 7 is for Brother Branham.
Verse 7, dear Brother Branham,
you are not there. That's not your scripture. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. You are not seventh angel. So that scripture was one man. Is that right? Let's read ours. Verse 8. This is where we are.
Brother Branham
did not read from here.
Verse 8 to 11.
It was not his scripture. That's not his ministry. But we must read it. That is where we are. Amen. And we ask that Almighty God would magnify our office. Let him magnify our ministry, because we know the scripture that is describing us. Amen.
Amen.
Are your eyes open? Do you want to know where your ministry is today? Amen.
Amen.
And the voice which I heard from heaven, that other one. So it is coming again. Speak to me again. Do you know the meaning of the word again? Brother Marunya is the only one who can describe that one.
Brother Marunya,
because he is again. Again is repeating. It has been done, is being done again. Over. It's a repeat. So the first voice, that voice that I heard at the beginning, which spoke from heaven. Amen. Speak unto me again. Is that right? And said, go, take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Didn't the Bible tell you in verse 1 and 2 that this mighty angel had a little book open? Is that true? But in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation, the book was closed. Is that right? The book was closed. But chapter 10, the book is open. And the voice says, you, go and take the little book that is already open. In other words, it's revealed. It's no longer closed. It's revealed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If it is revealed,
Zazarurwa,
it means the book is open.
Book
you've got access to know what is written
here.
If it is closed,
Kanarakavarwa,
you've got no idea of what's inside. And you can't even read because it is closed. But when it is open, you've got an access, brother.
Mukana, ama.
You have got the privilege
Mukana
to read through
Rekuverenga
and know what is in the inside. Is that true?
This
is what he said.
Dozo harikutaura.
And I went to the angel
ndikaenda kumutumwa
and said unto him,
ndikati kwaari,
give me the little book.
Ndipei bukuduku.
And he said unto me,
iye akati kwandiri,
take it,
tora,
and eat it up.
Uijge.
And it shall make thy belly bitter.
Ichavavisa mudumbu mako.
But it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Asi mumuruma mako ichanaka so uchi.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you still around?
Muchiri muchechi here.
Are you getting what he's saying here?
Murikubata here zvataurwa pano.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I was just checking on something here. Okay?
Amen.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand.
Ipapo ndakatora bhukuduku muruoko rwemutumwa.
And ate it up.
Ndikaidya.
Amen.
Amen.
And it was in my mouth sweet as honey.
Ikanaka mumuromo mangu so uchi.
And as soon as I had eaten it,
asindakati ndaidya,
my belly was bitter.
Mudumbu mangu mukavavisa.
The prophet describes this like this.
Muprofita vakatsanangura kuvaviswa uku sezvizvi.
When you are enjoying, when you are hearing the word of God being preached,
kana uchinzwa shoko raMwari richiparidzwa,
even sisters can jump up.
Kunyange hanzvadzi dzinokona kusvetuka.
Brothers are rejoicing.
Hama dziri kufara.
Because the entrance of the word of God,
nekuti mapindiro eshoko raMwari,
so sweet,
anotapira.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You enjoy that.
Tinoropafadzwa
nazvo. Because it is the word of God.
Nekuti ishoko raMwari.
But when you go back now into normal places,
asi patinodzokera dzedu kudzimba dzedu,
you begin to live that word out.
Wakutanga kurarama shoko iroro.
That is where the hardship comes.
Ndopanotanga kuya kuvava ipapo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
When we were young,
pataive vadiki,
most of our contemporaries, you receive the message.
Vakawanda vezera rangu makagamuchira shoko.
Amen. You rejoice, this is it. There's nothing better than this.
Makafara mukati izvi ndizvo hakuna zviri nani kudarika izvi.
Going back home.
Tadzokera kudzimba.
Your parents are some other denomination.
Vabereki vako vanotoenda kune rimwe sangano.
And you tell them,
wovaudza,
I got something new.
Ndagamuchira shoko itsva.
I got a message.
Ndine shoko.
Amen. Your parents say, what?
Vabereki vako kuti chii?
You want to bring another church in my house?
Uda kuunza imwe church mumba mangu ini.
You make a choice.
Tora sarudzo.
Amen. You make a choice.
Sarudza.
Whether you want to take that message and get out of here or come back home to the old church and you stay here.
Wogamuchira marizo iyoyo tokudzinga muno mumba kana kuti woramba uchienda kuchechi yabereki vako wogara muno mumba.
Old timers, how many of you heard that?
Vekare vangane vakambopinda mune zvakadaro.
Yes, Sister Rudo, I know that. It was not easy.
Zvanga zvisiri nyore.
Your parents chucking you out of the house.
Amen.
Amen. We don't find fault in them doing that. Fulfillment of scripture. Is that right? And number two, there's nothing good that will ever happen without you having hardships in it. If you don't have trials and temptation as a Christian, you're going to be a weakling. But strong Christians are hardened up by trials and temptations. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible calls it fiery trials. Amen.
Amen.
All those old timers that went through this, brother, you can never shake them. They remain strong. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what comes. Brother, they are like rock of ages. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, whatever comes, it will find them there. If the winds pass, It will find them there. And the wind will go and make their circles and circles. It will come back to see them there. Amen.
Amen.
You young people that just came in the message, look for these old madalas I'm talking about. Sit down with them and ask what happened. Amen. The strength that they are having today is not of today. Is of yesterday. Is alright? Sweet. As you enjoy that. Is alright? Well, some of the parents told you, you cannot do that. Get out of here. I don't want to see you here again. Amen. Some of the madalas here we have. When they came in the message, they had some little Jezebels around. You're getting what I'm saying? But you want to keep your Jezebel. But when they got the message, the new Jezebel is gone. And the Jebusite is gone. Amen.
Amen.
And he will go back and tell this Moabite woman and say, look, I now believe the message. That issue is gone. Don't write me any letter. There were no cell phones then. There was no texting. It was letter writing, okay? So you tell them, don't write me a letter again. And the girl begins to cry. I'm going to hang myself. I'm going to commit suicide. And the brothers will come back and say, you know, that girl says she's going to die. She is lying. She will never die. Keep holding on and say, forget about it. Brother, we never heard of any news of somebody who died.
Never happened.
Amen.
Amen.
And some of the sisters will come and say, but that man is troubling me. You know what? There's no man who will trouble you, sister. It's you that is troubling him. By sugar coating what you're talking about. Because if you say no, it's a no. But if it is a no, but no, there's something wrong. Then we'll tell them, you write a letter to that young man. Tell him it's over. Tomorrow we ask, have you written? No, I haven't written. Say, come. Then we write the letter. After we write the letter, you write it in your own writing, right? If you can't send it, give me the letter, I'll take it to
it.
Because we want to go with our brothers, with our sisters, with our mothers, with our nephews, with our cousins, and no hoof will remain behind. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, but the breed of this day. Brother, you don't know how to remove the thought out of them. Because even after your evening prayer, you all lock the doors and you're sleeping. Amen. But the cell phones are alive now.
Cell phone is online.
While she is in her
bedroom,
brother, she is in Cape Town. You know, that pastor is old fashioned. They want us to break up. But you see, I cannot make you ex
You are
always current. Throw that Jezebel down.
Ramba Jezebelui.
Flash it down.
Zirase.
Amen.
Amen.
Why would you miss rapture?
Ungade kuraskirwa nekubvutwa.
Because of somebody who doesn't know Christ.
Nemume munhu asingazive Kristo.
You cannot do that.
Atidaroba.
You tell them to go and get baptized in another church in Harare. The brother is here and she's getting baptized there.
Unowanza kuti nemuno bhabhatidza kune imwe church yemeseji muno muHarare iwe uri pano iye ari kune imwe church.
Then after some time
kwapera kanguva
she comes as a visitor.
Akuya pano semienzi.
And he's sitting in the corner. She's sitting in the other corner. She's just watching.
Hanzadzi yakagara kune imwe kona arikungodongorera dongorera.
Checking whether she's responding well or not.
Arikuona kuti arikunyatsokudaira here chaizvo.
Come back in the message.
Dzoka mumharidzo.
And God is going to bless you.
Mwari vachakuropafadza.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord?
Munoda ishe here?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to read a quote.
Ndoda kuverenga zvakataurwa na Brother Branham.
God called men.
Varume vakadanwa naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 30 I'm reading.
Paragraph 30.
You must be one of them that's called, right?
Unofana kuva mumwe wavakadanwa naMwari.
We hear this cry on the radio and in different places and coming from sincere hearts.
Tikunzwa kudanidzira kukuya kubva pama radio nemunzvimbo dzakasiyana uye zvirikubva pamoyo.
Lord, give us revival in our time.
Mwari tipei rumutsiriro rwenguva yedu.
And from letters from Christians around the world.
Uye kubva kutsamba dzirikunyorwa nema Kristu
kubva pasi rose. We hear that cry.
Tikunzwa kudanidzira uku.
And it doesn't it does something to our hearts.
Zvinoita
to your hearts.
Zvinoita chimwe chinhu kumoyo yako.
It's inspiring.
Zvinofemera.
It's uplifting.
Zvinosimudzira.
It's quickening to the soul.
Zvinomutsiridza munhu wamukati.
To hear the people of the Lord call for a revival.
Kunzwa vanhu vamwari vachichemera rumutsiriro.
God has made a promise.
Uye Mwari vakapa vimbiso.
If the people that are called by my name,
kana vanhu vanodanwa nezita rangu,
shall assemble themselves together,
vakaungana pamwe chete,
and pray,
vakanamata,
I'll hear from heaven.
Ini ndichanzwa kubva kudenga.
And so we tonight,
uye isu manheru ano,
want to think on that.
Tida kufunga pamusoro peizvi.
And remember,
rangarirai,
that in the midst of all this cry,
pakati pekuchema kwese uku,
God cannot send a revival until he has got men in shape to take it. We cannot have a revival until we got men. God called men. God trained men. That's not trained up in the schools of theology and of education, but rugged men of the faith that God has brought up in the school of his rugged training. Is that right? This is the trials that you pass through. Rugged training. Is that right?
Amen.
Men who are not afraid to face the fire. Men who has come in the presence of God and knows his power and knows his omnipotence and knows his healing power. Some men thus trained to know the living God. It's alright to train them by the word, but the letter killeth and the spirit gives life. And before we can have this revival, God has to call out and train men. Amen. God trained men to carry this message. Amen. And they don't care what the opposition is. What is he calling you for? To carry the message. Not just to be sitting in a message church, but you must be a carrier of the message. They are willing to go to the fiery furnace in defeat or to the lion's den. Amen. Or wherever it may be, they are ready to go. Because they've been in the presence of God and know that He is. Whether it's to victory or defeat, they still stand the same. That's the kind of training God does to man. Is this what you want also? He must train you. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. And it's very strange to think that God will do that. God trains His men like that. But He does. You know, we have an old song we sing. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through deep trials, but all through the blood. Amen.
Amen.
God leads His people through great trials to purge them. And sometimes it takes years to do it. Amen. And as for myself tonight, I believe that right now God is training such men to meet the front line. Men who are going through in times shook from their feet sometimes look like whole things falling. But yet in the midst of it all, they know that living God and keep their face forward and keep moving on. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you have questions. Why me?
Say nini?
Why me?
Say nini?
My trials don't seem to end. It's like on every year. But brother so so looks happy. Sister so and so looks happy. You don't know. Go and talk to them. Then you're going to know that yours is better. He is working on us. He knows how to work on you. But at the end of it all, you're going to meet His standard. Is that right? The message contest. Paragraph 39. The prophet is praying. Make us fit servants. Forgive our past. Bless our future. It's a communion night before the new year. Is that right? Bless our future. Guide us, O Lord God, with thy mighty hand. Jehovah, bless these ministers here. Bless all the laity, all the visitors. Amen. Be thou with us, Lord. We are your servants, and we give ourselves wholly to you. For 1963. That the power of your spirit might have more preeminence in our life and in our being. Help us, God. Forgive us and help us, we pray. Raise up mighty men. Is alright? Raise up mighty warriors of the faith. Open this year, Lord, that the hidden manna, the rock beneath the rock, that we might see the program of God, cap of the pyramids of our life, put the capstone, Jesus Christ, upon each and every one of us. May his great, magnificent, and holy blessings be upon us all. May the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon us. May the power of the resurrection be manifested. God, how we thank you. Tonight, we are yours. We give ourselves fully to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He sees there is a ministry. There are some people, some young ministers coming up, and he says, you raise up mighty warriors, mighty preachers. They've got to rise up because there's a ministry. He was not the only one in the ministry. But there are some young preachers that's in the ministry. Didn't he say, this is what is going on right now? The ministry of the bride, which has got a fivefold ministry? Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
We need them to rise up in this hour. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to read from Investments. Amen. Paragraph 18. Now, I want to thank Brother Vail.
An able
man to explain these things. I'm not a theologian. As anyone knows. I'm just haven't the education. I had this little brother here from the Moody Bible. Stand up and I thought, my, I wish I had the boy's education. And I trust that God give him the vision and will use him. Is that right?
Amen.
As I am getting old, as I go down along the road, that these young fellows, brother, this is the thought and the desire of every minister. He is not the only pebble on the beach. He is not there alone. He has got a desire for these young ones to come up and carry over. There's a lot of work to be done. And many are laughing. But they have got to be anointed to get up on the job. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
That these young fellows will come up to take this gospel. Listen to what he says. In a more powerful way than it is now. You must always wish the young ones to do better than you. But the old madalas, they want to step on everybody, sit down. Don't come. Let them come. Let them be more powerful. Brother, I enjoy sitting at the back, seeing the young people with it. Amen. And they can show that they got the ball. Like Brother Bram says, if your teammate has got the ball, don't go take it away. If he still has got the strength, give him the ball so that he can score. His score is yours also. Is that true? Yes. So if there's somebody with a strong punch against the devil's jaw, let's give him the time. Amen.
Amen.
Not that if it doesn't happen in my church, it's not happening. We must thank God when it happens in the corner. Amen. If God uses somebody for that job, we must thank God for it. Young people, we are waiting on you. Stand up and be counted. Amen. You don't have to be laughing around. There are so many places around without preachers. Amen.
Amen.
Stand up and go there. Because the work has got to be done. Because remember, we have a ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And we got to make sure we got to pounce on the devil. As the generation goes and the enemy comes in, God keeps raising the standard higher and higher and higher until finally we'll meet with Christ. That's who we look forward to seeing. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, may God help us. I want to read from ever-present waters from the rock. Amen. He's praying right at the end of the message. Brother Branham called for an altar call. After he preached ever-present waters from the rock. Amen. And this on this altar call, it was only young people that came. There was no old person on the altar. Amen. Because in the wilderness, it was the young people that were coming in and crossing over onto the other side. And he was praying for these young people. Yes, let us bow our heads in just a moment for prayer for these little fellows. He says, Heavenly Father, if there is a coming tomorrow, if Jesus shall tarry for another 10 or 15 years, these will be the boys and girls that will pack the message along to the other generation to come. I want to believe those boys then are the Madalas today. And they have got a generation under them, still with the desire to carry the gospel on. Is that right? No doubt in my mind, Lord. But what all the days of their life, they will remember coming up to this altar. And their little jewels, Lord. They are young and tender. Their little hearts are condemned this morning. Not even hearing all the message. Just come out of the room. From hearing our sister Arnold teaching. Move up around the altar here. Give the little lives to thee. Now, Father, I've just got through speaking that in us dwelling the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit, faith with this Spirit does all things. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that this very hour, you forgive every sin that they have committed. And I'm asking you, with all the faith that's in my heart, that you keep their little lives down through the road. And may they never stray from this way. Amen.
Amen.
The message thirst. Praise the Lord. Cause, Jesus said, this paragraph 63.
Paragraph 63.
If we add one word to this, or take one word from it, our part is taken out of the book of life. See, one scripture, we must take it just the way it was written. And God watches over His word to perform it. And we know that it has got to be just right. So therefore, no matter what the church will say, what anyone else would say, if you are born of the Spirit of God, you become part of the Bible. God told
Ezekiel,
he, the prophet, he said, take the scroll and eat it. The same way it is in chapter 10, is that right? Then the prophet and the scroll became part of each other.
Zvino muprofita negwaro zvakava chikamu chimwe.
I like that.
Ndinozvida izvi.
Amen. If it was true for the Old Testament,
kana zvaiva chokwadi ku Testament yekare,
how true is it in our day?
Ko zvinozovawo chokwadi chakadii muzuva
rino. Amen. The prophet and the scroll became one.
Muprofita negwaro zvakava chinhu chimwe.
And that the believer, when he received the Holy Spirit,
uye ndizvo mutende apa anogamuchira mweya mutsvene.
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
iwe ukagamuchira mweya mutsvene,
and you take the scroll which is the word of God,
ukatora magwaro anova shoko ramwari,
you and the scroll, you
are
part of each other.
Munenge ma chikamu chimwe chete.
The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. And the Spirit of God is the Word of God. My words are spirit. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. And dwelt among us. That's Hebrews 13:8. Says He is the same yesterday, today and forever. And when you are part of that Word, then let something come up contrary to that word. There is a little buzzer set off right quick.
It's
to warn you that death is on the road. We should never do that. Amen.
Amen.
There is also. So, we know exactly what we believe.
These
thirsts are just natural. They are natural for the Christian. They are natural for the human being. We need that. Is that right? Things that are to be. Paragraph 14. And I believe that the same thing we live in today. Hallelujah. God bearing record of this word by vindicating what He said He will do. Now we know that this is the day of salvation. Amen. Where God is calling men from the world, from a life of sin, into a life of service. And in the day that God has poured out His Spirit from on high, great signs and wonders are to accompany the ministry of this day. Are you seeing that? Accompanying the ministry of this day. Amen. Amen. When the former and the latter rain are falling together. And we know that there is supposed to be a great signs and wonders, which in many great denominations this is turned down. But I'm very thankful for these open doors that I've heard to go into, and the inspiration it gives to the young men like your pastor here, that caused them, as I'm beginning to get old, but the ministry continues. Is that right? And I know that my days are numbered, and know now that these young men can take this message and sweep it on to the coming of the Lord. If he doesn't come in my generation, which I'm hoping to see him, I look daily for him. Watch, keeping myself prepared for that hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see, Brother Branham is aware,
Brother Branham,
that these people that's receiving the message, they are carrying it over. And he's talking about you. Don't push it to somebody else. You are in the ministry. Great signs and wonders have got to happen in our day to accompany this ministry. Is that right? Because you believe the message.
marriage. You believe the word of God. And the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. You keep believing the word. And watch what God is going to do. It's not you performing the miracle. But it is God who has got to do it. Is that true? We're living in the last day. If there's anything that still has got to be done before we have a body change, it must happen through you. Don't push it to somebody else. You tell the Lord, I'm ready for it. If something has got to be done, if nobody goes, I'm ready to go. If nobody wants to do it, I'm ready to do it. If everybody doesn't want to be used of you, I want to be used. I sanctify myself for the use of the gospel. I'm your vessel. Use me. Whenever you need somebody, I'm available. I am ready. Is that you, brother, sister? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. I close with this quote. Putting on the whole armor of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, God fortified his army.
Mwari vakasimbisa hondo yavo.
What with?
Vakaisimbisa nei.
Himself.
Na ivo pachavo.
In the form of prophets.
Muchimiro chevaprofita.
Apostles.
Vaapostora.
Teachers.
Vadzidzisi.
Pastors.
Vafudzi.
Of course, evangelists.
Wongo.
What did he do?
Vakaitei.
What was God doing?
Mwari vanga vari kuitei.
Listen.
Tererai.
Did you ever think what that office of the church is? Is God's dress. God's inside dress. An apostle.
A
prophet. A seer. Foresee before Satan ever gets to it.
Satan asata mbusika pasiri.
Dan told it.
What is
that? God dresses up his church. Amen. These offices.
My office
is God's dress wear. Hey, do you hear that? Amen.
Amen.
When you see those offices, pastor, teachers, evangelist, what is that? That's God's dress wear. Amen.
Amen.
Because the army must be dressed. And that's the uniform. That's the dress wear. God's presence. God's spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Working through man. And if that office denies any of these words, then it's not God's dressing. No.
Quete.
Not that.
Quete.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what wolf, that's that wolf in sheep's clothing. Watch that fellow. Beware of him. Amen. But when he just takes what the word says, remember, that's God's word. Because he's speaking his word. But if he says, well, it isn't, might get going. Sheep is going. Amen. Don't have to do anything about it. Because we must believe the word of God. Everybody that speaks what God said, he is in the army of the Lord. Do you love the Lord, brother, sister? Do you see the day we're living in? Do we have a ministry? Are we going to stay put or we must go? Amen.
Amen.
The prophet was looking forward to seeing men and women. Amen. Who must be on the move. Even Daniel of old, he saw you and me performing exploits.
tichiita mabasa makuru
in the last day.
Mumazuva ekuguma.
So let's do it.
Saka ngatiitei.
Let's stand up and be doing something.
Ngatitosumuka ititange kutoita basa.
For the kingdom of God.
Kuitira umambo hwaMwari.
Because all the other people that have gone before us.
Nekuti vamwe vose vakaenda mberi kwedu.
In the other ages past.
Muzvizarwa zvapfuura.
They're looking forward.
Vari kutarisira.
To be seeing you and me.
Kuona iwe neni.
Working out something.
Muchitoita chimwe chinhu.
We are the perfection.
Tisu kukwaniswa.
Those people can never be made perfect without us.
Vekumashure havakwanise kukwaniswa pasina isu.
So we are the perfection group.
Saka tisu boka rekukwaniswa.
To seal it up.
Kuzvipedzisa.
Amen. We are the icing on the cake.
Tisu krimu yenoiswa pakeke.
Amen. We are the final.
Tisu vekupedzisira.
So every one of them is waiting on us.
Vamwe vose vakamirira isu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God grant us grace.
That
with the little strength that we have,
with
the little inspiration we have,
may
we use it for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Like people that's running in a race. Amen. You've gone through the first round.
Mamanya round yekutanga.
Second round.
Round yechipiri.
You have gone through the third round.
Mamanya round yechitiri.
You are now waiting for the last one.
Maku manya round yekupedzisira.
And people are waiting and sitting on the terraces.
Vanhu vari kukuzirira vakagara mu ground.
Amen. And they realize.
Mucherechedza.
You are in their team and you have got to make it.
Uri mutimu yavo uye unofanira kuhwina.
Brother, they will stand up.
Vanosimuka.
They will clap their hands.
Votanga kukuzirira.
They ring their bell.
Vachiridza mabhero.
They blow the vuvuzela.
Vachiridza mavuvuzela.
And calling out your name.
Vachidana zita rako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joshua.
Joshua.
If you were slacking behind,
kana wanga wakuneta,
when they begin to call out your name, brother, the little strength you have, the little bit that is remaining in you, you feel I must not disappoint them. With the vuvuzela going, brother, with the bells, with the whistle, brother, with the screaming, you feel like I must do it for the last. Brother, you run like never before. You are now running like you are even beginning. Is that right? Brother, the little bit of time we have, let's do with the best. Let's live the Christian life. Just like we are starting living a Christian life. Let's do it like we're starting afresh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are waiting on us. On the other side. One day, we're going to have a change of the body. We won't be in this one again. But we are going to be on the other side. Isn't God good? Isn't He wonderful for you? His message is good. And we love it. With all that's within our hearts. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Biri kune zita ra Jehovah.
I've got another old song.
Pane kamwe kambo kekare.
We have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Tine shoko kubva kuna Ishe. Hallelujah.
You know that song?
Munoruziva here ruyo.
Okay. These are for old timers now.
Idzi inziyo dzevekare.
We have a message from the Lord.
Tine shoko kubva kuna Ishe.
You must punctuate it very well. Hallelujah.
Munofana kunyatsoita hallelujah ine simba.
Don't wait for people to say hallelujah on your behalf.
Haikona kumirira kuti vamwana vakuitire hallelujah.
Do it yourself.
Ita hallelujah iwe pachako.
Hey, there we are. I have a message from the Lord.
Amen.
Then you must shout hallelujah. I want to hear the shout.
Ndoda kunzwa kudanira.
From you because you are victorious.
Nekuti uri mukundi.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a message to you.
Imharidzo kwauri.
It's recorded in his word.
Yakanyorwa mushoko rake.
Then you shout another hallelujah.
Tobatadanidzira zvakare hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
It is recorded in His word.
can live, my brother, live. Recorded in the word. Hallelujah. Look and live. I have a message full of love. Live for you. Tis a message from above. Hallelujah. No, it's true. Look and live. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus and live. 'Tis recorded. Hallelujah. Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. Turn now, life your soul shall have. If you only look to him. Hallelujah. Look to Jesus, who alone can serve. My brother, live. Look to Jesus and live. It's recorded in the word. Hallelujah. That you look. Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. Say, look and live, my brother, live. Look. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Anoda kuyenda ko.